This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time you think that you have a better feeling or grasp as to what's going on politically in this country, there's always something that crops up that makes you wonder, what are people thinking? They must really believe that we are stupid. I've warned over and over and over again about soundbite politicians that are throwing things out there that don't really mean what they say. Because they believe that all we want to consume are snippets of information and that we will never look at the back channel to see what actually is going on and whether or not operationally what an individual talks about is even achievable. And they think that in today's world of fact check this, fact checker this, or go over there and find out what's going on, that they'll be able to do this without anybody ever finding out. It's crazy. At some point, it's going to come back and bite you. And look, both parties are guilty of it. Donald Trump, he's a master at misdirection, at saying things and exaggerating things. Everything he's ever accomplished was the greatest this or the greatest that. By now, I think people are actually immune to it. And those that run against him appropriately point out that they'd like to provide something different. But why don't they? It's not that hard. Just tell the truth. You don't have to puff. You don't have to engage in puffing. You don't have to engage in misdirection. You don't have to engage in deflection or denial or evasion. Just say it. Say what you mean. And in some cases, they don't talk to anybody, so they don't say much of anything. Well, it just so happens that the vice president, during her speech at the DNC convention the other day, said the following. So believe me, as president, I will go after the bad actors, and I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food. My plan will include new penalties for opportunistic companies that exploit crises and break the rules. Now, the fact of the matter is most states have these laws in place already. But this was like a big backfill for her about a policy that she was going to articulate in the 37 and a half minute speech, which the other day I said I thought was a good speech. I thought she delivered it in a masterful way. She made points that she had to make, right? Well, Politico, not a conservative rag by any stretch of the imagination, right, says that under pressure to defend Kamala Harris's grocery price gouging plan, some Democratic lawmakers are delivering a quiet message to anxious allies. Don't worry about the details. It's never going to pass Congress. The Washington Post says that Harris allies are arguing both publicly and privately that her plans have been taken out of context. Really? So what is it that she's trying to say? Well, these Democrat operatives are saying that she said that only for her constituency to understand that she was serious about this issue. Really? So that's where we're going to go now. Her own allies are saying she can't be serious about this price gouging thing. It'll never pass Congress. It's not appropriate for the federal government to be engaged in that silo. So basically, we are just now that this is just a ploy to convince people that she cares about fighting inflation. And she cares about you, the little people that are suffering. She understands. She's going to meet you where you are. Well, as I've been looking at what's going on with the vice president more and more, it's amazing how many folks embrace her on policy issues when she just simply says that it's worthy having a conversation about it. What does that mean? Is it on her radar? She may have a conversation. It doesn't mean, it doesn't provide any definitive position on anything, and people are willing to accept that as though it actually means something. I don't know of many politicians, when people ask a question about a particular subject matter, that said, that's not even worthy of a conversation. I'm not willing to talk to anybody about it and just lock everybody out. But it's amazing how we've embraced this, this worthy of having a conversation about it, as though that's a guarantee. It's a verbal contract, as though something is actually going to happen. I've learned now that when that is said, just throw that out, put that in file 13. It means nothing. It means nothing. All of the spin doctors are saying, well, that means that she's willing and open and receptive to hear your ideas. Well, most politicians are. But when you look at some of the things, other things that she says on some of these same issues, she's already embraced some notion of something that is potentially a problem. So, for example, now we understand that there's a major part of her party that's very upset with her position on Israel, right? Because she came out in a definitive way of saying what she said. She tried to play both sides with the Palestinian thing. They're unhappy. This is what happens with chameleons. You try to be all things to all people, and instead of only pissing off 50% of the electorate, you end up pissing off 100% of the electorate. Chameleons are never, ever successful in politics because they ultimately don't stand for anything. They're proverbial, lick the finger, put it up in the air, see where the wind's blowing, and that's where I'm going. And they will reveal themselves. So this great policy statement that was made at the DNC the other day, we're finding out from her own Democratic allies that it actually means nothing. Don't worry about the details. None of this can pass. And it's so true because it's bad policy. Democratic economists, Republican economists, independents and otherwise all come together on this and say it is bad policy. So if that wasn't enough to think about, you know, how weird politics can be, that you would actually take up time during your DNC speech to say something just because you wanted people to think that you were caring about the plight that they find themselves in, and what you actually said doesn't mean anything. Even though you started the statement out that says, so believe me as president. Well, she's not president. I guess she's vice president, so you don't have to believe anything she's saying at the present time, which might be safe too. Then we pivot to Mark Zuckerberg, who just writes a letter August 26th, yesterday, to the chairman of the Committee on the Judiciary. This letter is incredibly interesting. I'm going to read it, because everyone needs to hear what he says. Dear Chairman Jordan, I appreciate the committee's interest in content moderation on online platforms. As you are aware, Meta has produced thousands of documents as part of your investigation and made a dozen employees available for transcribed interviews. Further, to our cooperation with your investigation, I welcome the opportunity to share what I've taken away from this process. There's a lot of talk right now around how the U.S. government interacts with companies like Meta, and I want to be clear about our position. Our platforms are for everyone. We are about promoting speech and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As part of this, we regularly hear from governments around the world and others with various concerns around public discourse and public safety. In 2021, senior officials from the Biden administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured our teams for months to censor certain COVID-19 content, including humor and satire, and expressed a lot of frustration with our teams when we didn't agree. Ultimately, it was our decision whether or not to take content down, and we own our own decisions, including COVID-19 related changes we made to our enforcement in the wake of this pressure. I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it. I also think we made some choices that, with the benefit of hindsight and new information, we wouldn't make today. Like I said to our teams at the time, I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction. And we're ready to push back if something like this happens again. In a separate situation, the FBI warned us about a potential Russian disinformation operation about the Biden family and Burisma in the lead up to the 2020 election. That fall, when we saw a New York Post story reporting on corruption allegations involving then Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's family, we sent that story to fact checkers for review and temporarily demoted it while waiting for a reply. It's since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation, and in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story. We changed our policies and our processes to make sure this doesn't happen again. For instance, we no longer temporarily demote things in the U.S. while waiting for fact checkers. Apart from content moderation, I want to address the contributions I made during the last presidential cycle to support electoral infrastructure. The idea here was to make sure local election jurisdictions across the country had the resources they needed to help people vote safely during a global pandemic. I made these contributions through the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. They were designed to be nonpartisan, spread across urban, rural, and suburban communities. Still, despite the analyses I've seen showing otherwise, I know that some people believe this work benefited one party over the other. My goal is to be neutral and not play a role one way or another, or to even appear to be playing a role. So I don't plan on making a similar contribution this cycle. You know, what's weird about when you think about politics is everyone denied that all of this was done. No one was really putting pressure on Meta, or otherwise known as Facebook. Why would anyone think that that would happen? No, that cannot be true. We are the purveyors of free speech. We believe in free speech. We would never do something like that. Interesting about this, this is one of the few times that a head of an organization of a far-reaching service that is being provided by Meta comes to the forefront and says, no, the administration actually tried to move us in one direction or the other. They were basically concerned, is what he's saying, is that their messaging wasn't going to be able to convince the public of much of anything. He goes on to say that in hindsight, now that he has seen the evidence that some of the same folks that he throttled down on relative to their content were absolutely 100% right. This is dangerous. very dangerous, that we would go to this extent to mislead the public, even in the aftermath of this happening, and denying that this went on. This letter will be remembered for generations to come. That this administration, in spite of their repeated denials, in spite of misleading, in spite of deflection, in spite of denial, and in spite of evasion, and in counterattacking everyone that ever brought this issue up, has now been called out by the victim, the recipient of the heavy-handed approach by this administration to stymie and squelch speech. All the while thinking that they're working for the greater good, as they see it. Kind of very subjective, right? Not really objective in any way, shape, or form. It's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats now spin this issue. The hand has been caught in the proverbial cookie jar. And the interesting thing about the Biden story is that that was right on the cusp of the election. They went to lengths to mislead, deflect, deny, and evade the truth from you knowing the truth. And to this day, they still deny. They still deny. The dozens of intelligence officials signing a letter. They still believe that was Russian disinformation to start with, in spite of the mounting evidence to suggest otherwise, that it politically came right out of the White House. So we just continue to mislead. The vice president's going to mislead right now, the president, President Biden's administration. And then, of course,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What happens next, which is no big surprise, first, there's a big story about whether or not Stolen Valor with Tim Walz. I don't know what the truth is in that case. You know, it could be that there was a mistake. I'm not sure. Willing actually to give him the benefit of the doubt. But where I'm not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt is when you go back to his 06 campaign, Walz, in his campaign materials, boasted that in 1993, he was named the Outstanding Young Nebraskan by the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce for his service in education, military, and small business communities. Well, it turns out that the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce says, hold on. Why are you saying this? We have no record of ever giving you an award in 1993 for being the Outstanding Young Nebraskan by the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. They reviewed their records. They had people that worked there for 20 to 30 years. That went back, and nowhere in the archives of the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce can they find a scintilla of evidence to suggest that he was ever recognized? Now, the irony here, and we don't believe in coincidences here on a Newell Norman show, is that his opponent at that point in time was being supported by the Chamber of Commerce in that election. Go figure. Well, he didn't stop there, and it seems as though they've uncovered another lie by Tim Walz about his accomplishments. He's made several claims that as a former high school teacher, he won either one or two times the Minnesota Teacher of the Year awards. It turns out now, after folks are fact-checking him, he says that he lists three teaching awards, and he didn't receive any of them. And it's like, here we go again. What are we doing? And in many cases, the puffing stories that were told about the familial history of Joe Biden are not nearly as egregious as what we're doing here. We're actually fabricating that we were the recipient of awards. Now, one has to ask, why would you do that? Do you really believe at the end of the day, when you're running for public office because you received a Teacher of the Year award, that that's going to end up moving somebody one way or the other? Or is it just that your resume was devoid of anything meaningful at that point in time, so you had to, you know, engage in puffing and boast it up or whatever, not thinking that in the end somebody was going to catch you and say, what are you talking about? You never received this award. So again, what we're finding out about politics is at first blush, believe nothing. Don't believe much of anything that any of these people have to say. Because you don't know whether or not this is truthful or not. Even the simplistic things of a de minimis award and recognition as one runs for public office, we choose to mislead. This is where we find ourselves in politics today. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.